So, but it's important that there is no waste. We can use everything.
Yes.
Do you agree with me?
Yes.
Can you use everything? Try to use, not to make waste?
Yes. Yes.
Promise?
Yes. Promise.
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 In one month or 2 months, we cannot see the waste in front of the school?
Yes. Yes.
So it's only magazine, but you know how many hours of work? To decide the car, 6 hours.
So I'm going to describe what I'm looking at here. I'm looking at a painting that has a sort of three-dimensional surface, and it's different colored magazines rolled up. They look like they've been painted or perhaps varnished over the top. They all have different colors, and the ensemble of these little roses, as it were, create an incredible tableau. And there's some glass or plastic beads embedded within the paper. Ah, yes, they're marbles, I see. It's really beautiful. And here we have a similar thing, and this I recognize as the news and notes. And as a real mantra, it turns into a heart, which is a good thing to do with the news and notes. It's like taking all the problems of Oroville and turning them into love.
When this chair came up, people say it's crazy. Just one, two, three piece of wood. It's not possible to have this kind of chairs. And when you see it now, after more than 100 years, no, less than, but it's still very comfortable and it's perfect. It's a great design.
Contemporary.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's pine coming from Nokia, so the big company who is making pallets out of them. I don't know exactly the story, what happened, but it's very good pine coming from North Europe.
Norway, probably.
Yeah, Norway or so on.
Fantastic.
We are busy making a stool out of Tetra Pak cartons. A great way to recycle cartons. It's a very strong structure once it's finished. So what we're busy with here is just the paper mache for the top.
Yeah.
And what it does, it forms a very thick crust that holds the top of it together and makes it very strong to sit on.
Okay.
Then once this is dry, we turn it over and we do the bottom. It's as important to do the bottom as it is the top.
So have you guys been working here for many days?
Well, we started this... When did you start?
I started with them, and we started sometime last year.
Yeah.
Wow, so this is taking a long time.
Yeah.
It's just that, Mark went out over Christmas, then they went out. And you know what life is like in Oroville? It gets busy, and then you've got to make time to come back again. So we've only just started up again.
Is it fun?
Yeah, it is fun.
And then you get to take it home and use it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, this is really going to be put to good use.
Because we have a low table and we only have one bench and a paint pot that we sit on.
That you use it on paint pots. That's not very comfortable.
Yeah, but they're big ones. They're the big ones.
Oh, the buckety kind.
The big
25-meter.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So you're really looking forward to including these in your new home.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic, and nothing more exciting than having something that you put your little mittens into.
Absolutely, yeah, it makes it so much more comfortable to sit on it, you know you've made it.
Yeah, this one is
wallet.
Wallet?
Yeah, wallet. So it's from the cinema film, and I joined, there is a hole, they have a hole. Yeah.
These are negatives, so she's used the holes on either edge of the negatives.
Yeah, and then hole, I make a joint through holes. With the videotapes. These are videotapes.
Wow, so that she uses videotape to stitch this. Mm-hmm. So it gives a very sleek...
So I thought that when he has a girlfriend, I'd like to give this one because it's his heart.
Oh.
But I like every waist has a story. We can talk about this story and then it's really connect with the people who really love.
So let me describe this. This is a purse that has been sewn after a large chest x-ray, mm-hmm. and it has had a zip inserted mm-hmm. and sewed into it. Mm-hmm. Lovely. So it's like a pouch.
Yeah.
And it's quite strong, huh?
It's quite strong, actually.
Yeah.
And it's simple work. It's not difficult.
This is my
the rice and dogs and cat food sacks that I use to make to upcycle them to
into bags.
Bags
is being recycled into little wallets and little bags. Then you have leather.
It's not leather. I don't use leather. It's Rexin.
Oh, Rexin. Okay, yeah. So Rexin handles, comfortable. It looks really nice. And they're well designed and stylish. They even have little feet. It's really lovely. And this one has a nice tractor on it.
Yes, there was a boy yesterday that didn't move from
us. We have all these phone chargers, no, at home.
Yes, tons
because,
of them.
Because the idea is to just to connect them with LEDs. And so you use them as transformer. So you have 12 volt to 20. So this changes 220 in 12. So when you connect it, answers them the connection. So
what are these lights? I don't have.
It's a strip. It's an LED strip.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's quite advanced light. It's very using less power, and so this is not recycling, but this is part of the. I don't want to do only upcycling with only waste. You can mix it. It's yeah. There is no boundary there. If you need this, you take this and
yeah.
finish.
Yeah.
I need three bags.
Okay.
And then I can make pom-pom, and it's like a key holder.
Yeah.
And what is good, it has a volume, so you cannot find easily easier keys. And then it can be a decoration. I put here, and then pom-pom is here.
Yeah.
And inside the key.
Nice.
It's light.
And it's light.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So what is important for them that they can think it's a paradigm shift, like a flying plastic bag on the road can be nice one. So they promise me they don't throw them away. They can make it clean, and they will bring, or they can make something from nothing.
Fantastic.
So
this is, on these cell phones we have a light. And when you have a light, you need to, so you put this up, and you have a small table lamp, no? So it's very, these phones are very expensive, this is very cheap. So when the cheap meets the very expensive.
I have to describe this. This is a kind of cardboard stand made out of several sheets of cardboard that have been put together and then all together cut. It has a little slot that the cell phone sits in and works as a little table lamp. And he's also lined the area where the phone sits with a little bit of rubber. So that helps to hold it tightly. That's amazing.
And you have a small hole to connect if you want to connect the phone to the...
So this is how you convert your smartphone into a table lamp. Fantastic.
Yeah, and the good idea was, okay, I made it in with cardboard, but I thought, oh yeah, but they have these marble things or these granite pieces, rejected pieces... What is his name? Ramalingam is. So there are rounds. So if I cut it, it could be also nice to just have the same idea, but with other matter, no? With wood or with granite. So it's simple, but it's a good mix. I like it.
This is one of them.
Very nice. So here.
From paint, old paintbrush, and eco-friendly clay. Clay that's made of. Clay and waste materials.
Okay.
Paper, sawdust, and fabric. Some people can see what needed to see, and some people not. But we see.
The one with the hair, and then the one with the skirt. That's
the really one with this on the spotlight, with this
nose,
with this big nose, and the one with the graduated one, and. Yeah.
Very cute.
And this is Shami.
Oh.
I can tell you about this. It's a name card.
Yes.
But you use cassette tape. And then we use all the labels from the cassette tape box.
Wow.
It's just recycled, but
wow.
Nicely.
Wow, very nice.
Another one on top. Different.
It's been the reaction.
reaction from the Udavi students with recycled goods? How did they feel about it?
Was
it
very enthusiastic, in fact. They were looking at and quite surprised. And at the end, the boys came to me and said, "Thank you, it was very interesting. And so we will come back." And so, yeah, it opened a door.
So do you think, yeah, so this makes them start thinking about waste or something like that?
Yeah, because it's all about that. It's to decondition our minds. And this is all matter. This is nothing else. But if you dump it, if you put all the things together with food, no value. But if you segregate, if you do a nice work as we are doing, suddenly, wow, yes. And this is the message we have to give now, that waste is just matter. So if we segregate it properly, it becomes matter where we can use and we can also upcycle. So.
What is this?
Cactus.
And what is this material?
Water.
What about it? Yeah. There is a cook water and there, what are there inside?
So for using nicely, what do you need?
We need to think. How can you use those waste material? How can you use? It's an idea. Idea comes from
mind. Here.
Mind, think. When you think seriously, consciously, then something come up. So you can make your nice piece in future.
Yes.
Not you don't need to copy for my mind, but you can make another cactus from your pet bottle, waste pet bottle. Shall we do that in future?
Yes.
We make nice cactus garden.
Yeah, it's
fantastic.
Like every art book, no, or whatever.
So instead of having them closed, you have them open, and you get to enjoy the contents. Fantastic.
So we have this one. We have Irenos. This was the first I've made in Oroville. So and there is one recycled part, not the frame, but the small spring, because I need a spring at the back. So this is coming from video that Oaks has given me.
From VHS tapes, no?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So and I needed them, no? So I couldn't do this frame before O has given me this small thing. So now I'm happy because I... So it stays always at the same level.
It's a spring-loaded... Then the springs are recycled and it's a spring-loaded book display.
Exactly.
So it's under the sea.
Delicious.
Jellyfish and
sharks.
Okay.
And some plants.
Now, when you buy something, there is inside of this.
Oh.
So this one, big one, long, and then crushed. Now they are jellyfish.
With a lot.
And then, you know what is this fish?
Fish.
So fish has this shiny. So now they are fish.
Yeah.
Could you tell me what are there inside?
Paper?
No. It's outside cushion. Outdoor cushion.
It's an outdoor cushion. Plastic bags?
So all the small plastic bag, like when you buy rice and coffee, like that, they are plastic, but this is clean one. So like this broken one, and we put inside. Because this is clean and you cannot use it anyway. So we put inside and
stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing, and now they have a volume.
And tell me about this cover.
This cover is, the material comes from the tent factory. They are making tent from this PVC. And this is a balance piece. There are many shapes. So we make a composition and stitch and then just make a small pocket.
And stuff it with it. So you can keep adding or taking out as you need.
And it's easy to be clean because like water or vinegar or so.
And it's fine. You contact this tent manufacturing?
Guy introduced me this tent factory.
Where are they located?
They are Sidrapet.
Sidrapet.
Yeah, Sidrapet. And the company name is Tensonite. Tensonite, they are making very nice tent. So I can give like this empty cushion. And what is good for me, I have an experience from this one that I found what kind of waste I produce from my life. It's a study case. It's for the community. Because the upcycling studio, we think our aim is to make Oroville litter-free. How can you make? we just make a small step. So if we think we can give a really good price for this empty one, and then when they feel inside with their waste, they can learn what kind of waste they produce from their life, and then we can talk that how can you reduce those waste.
But what we learn about this experience is if we segregate it at the beginning, it makes a lot of more value. No, it's more valuable, and we call it premium waste. The premium waste, it comes in your home, and you know that things can be reused, so you segregate them properly. You clean them first. If you have a piece of plastic and cheese inside, you just take a sponge and you clean it and you make it dry, and it becomes clean. So at the beginning, it's a world who is a work who belongs to everybody. If we have to start with, it's not just Orly, O, and me who are working. We are all concerned, and this is very important to understand that at the beginning, the customer, if he is conscious, he will give us this premium waste, and we can really work more easily and find more solutions. So it belongs to everybody, no? Yeah.